I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with two farmers from Truro about what they're doing to get ready for the upcoming growing season.
It's a little early to start planting most fruits and veggies, but that doesn't mean there's nothing to do in this season's kitchen garden. Last week, I visited with farmers Drake Cook and Tessa Gifford at Pure Joy Farm in Truro. Here's what they're doing to get started.
Since the soil, the topsoil on Cape is so shallow, we're just trying to build it up.
What we do is something called lasagna gardening. And what that is you have your bed, and then you put down cardboard to prevent weeds and to add just carbon. And then you can put down some manure. We get horse manure. We might use our own chickens. And then another layer of a carbon-based thing to balance out the nitrogen that you just added with the manure. So you add, like, salt marsh hay is one that we like to use, or maybe just hay left over from our chickens.
The idea with lasagna gardening is to add layers of organic materials that will decompose over time to enrich the soil. Ideally, Tessa and Drake say you want to do this in the fall, but it's not too late to start now, especially if you use leaves and manure that have had some time to sit. Here's Drake again.
There's a ratio, one part cardboard, two parts manure, one part marsh hay or leaves or straw, and then one part seaweed.
Seaweed is also good for mulching early crops if you've already prepared your soil. Drake says now is a good time to collect it after all the winter storms, and that it tends to collect in sheltered areas on the bayside, especially where there's a jetty or a pile of rocks.
The seaweed just washes up into the rocks, and we just stop on the side of the road, take out our pitchforks, throw it into buckets, and throw it in the back of the truck.
According to Tessa, if you use seaweed as mulch, it's not too early to plant crops that can take a little frost.
You want some cold, hardy things. Kale is a good one, collard greens. You could plant chard, parsnip. You can start to do carrots now. You can do beets. Peas is definitely a good idea. We have some peas down there that are covered in seaweed. And they haven't sprouted up, but I've been peeking, pushing the soil aside to look at the peas and their shoots and seeing how the radicals are shooting down. And some of them are a little frostbitten looking, but the ones under the seaweed are doing better. So one other thing that people can start to think about for planting if they want it was potatoes.
You can also start lettuce and other greens in a cold frame or greenhouse. Or you could start seedlings.
We have a lot of starts inside at the moment. Tons.
Right. Tomatoes, eggplant, peppers, usually ones that if you get the little seed pack, they'll say start indoors like 4 to 8 weeks before the last frost date. And then we have a lot of onions started up that have been growing. They need to be hardened off. We need to expose them to some cold so that we can put them outside.
Hardening off means slowly acclimating indoor seedlings or plants to living outside. At first, you put them out a few hours a day in an area with partial shade. And then, over a period of about a week, you gradually leave them out for longer and longer in sunnier spots, until eventually, you're ready to plant. Finally, Drake says there's a lot of work to do this time of year in the orchard.
Yeah, actually, we're behind. Like, there's pruning you have to do before things start really growing, and we've had a lot of trouble with pests, but pretty much I just made a monthly schedule for the entire year about like holistic pest management and getting the trees to be the best they can be, because they've kind of been pushed on the back burner.
The problem is there's just so much else to do. I can relate. If you want to get a jump on things, you can find Drake Cook and Tessa Gifford's tips for getting your spring vegetable garden started on our website, along with Drake's chart for holistic fruit tree care. That's at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online, you can find our free podcast of the Local Food Report and see a picture of lasagna gardening in action. You'll find it all at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.